Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
It's Featured Artist Friday. It's Vinny and Haney. We're ripping it with Ryan. Ryan Ripken is here. Nolan McGraw, obviously, making it happen. Orioles in New York tonight, taking on the Yanks in the Bronx. Sagano taking on Max Fried. Orioles 6 out of the wild card. They have trimmed 2.5 games since last week. Last Friday, they were 8.5 out. Can they trim another 2 over the next 7 days? We'll get into that and more. But right now, Nolan, before we talk about the sports subjects of this day, kind of a little dough ourselves.
All right, NASDAQ is down. It's down 71 today. S&P 500 is down a little bit, around 5. Under Armour is in the green. We'll take that, up 73 cents. And DraftKings up 73 cents as well. How about that? That's a coincidence. As far as the sports topics, we'll start with the Ravens, the addition of Jaire Alexander. It's got fans buzzing and maybe dreaming of what the ceiling could be for this secondary. Just a few days ago, we were trying to decide who will lead the team in interceptions. Got a few different answers, at least on this show. Hamilton, Starks, Wiggins seem to be the most prominent. Well, with Alexander now in the mix, how does that change things, if at all? His career high in picks was 5, set back in 2022. It also happens to be the last time he was healthy enough to play a full season. Otherwise, never had more than 2 in a year. Bob, are you buying or selling that Alexander could be a sleeper contender to lead the team in picks?
I'll buy it, but again, it's all about health. If he can play. Marlon had 6 last year, right? Led the team. They only had 12. So I'm going to go ahead and say he won't get 6. And if Jaire Alexander is healthy, then maybe he's not going to get picked on as much. So who's going to be the perceived pigeon in the Ravens secondary? Is it going to be Marlon or is it going to be Nate Wiggins? So I will, I'm buying he's a sleeper. I'm going to stick with Nate Wiggins as my interception leader for 2025. What do you think there, Ryan Ripken?
So just corner? Were you just like, just stay with corner?
It could be middle
Hamilton.
Linebacker.
Yeah. Then he said Starks. Yeah.
I feel like the Ball Hawks might do that more just because, yeah, you pick your poison for the secondary and they try to play a matchup, something, tip drill, something happens there. But of a corner, I might go Marlon. I might say Marlon can run it back here just because, you know, he says he's got good hands. He had good hands last year. I don't know. We'll see.
I think everyone else was just so bad. Everyone else had terrible hands.
Geno Stone, what was 7 picks a couple years ago. So there you go.
All right, we'll talk about a little Orioles and Yankees here. The Orioles may be catching the Yanks at the perfect time or the worst time, depending on how you look at it. Outside of their 7-run performance yesterday, their offense has been very quiet as of late. They were shut out in 3 straight games as part of a 6-game losing skid. And Aaron Judge in particular really cooled down, at least by his standards. 3 hits in his last 8 games, just 1 homer in that time. Now, if you want to put a lot of stock into yesterday, then maybe the O's are in trouble and the Yanks are coming out of it. But pitching-wise, Orioles going to send out Sagano, Eflin, and Kramer this weekend. Buy or sell, Ryan, the Yankee slump will continue through the weekend, less than 4 runs per game.
Less than 4 runs per game. You know what? I'm going to buy it because that's... I'm buying the Orioles are winning this series. Okay, I really am.
Hey,
no, I'm sticking with the mindset part. I think that this team, it's crazy. It might seem crazy to the ones out there, but I think that the Orioles actually feel one of the most confident, or they feel most confidently when they play New York. They rise to the occasion against the Yankees. You know, the one thing that can get them, though, in trouble, obviously, is who's on the bump for the Yankees. And if you fall behind, then that's something that can be a tall task and can be daunting. The Yankees can tee off. I could see something like the Yankees could win one of the games, though, Nolan, where they put up 10 runs and they get stifled in the other two. So I don't know where that average goes out to for four, but how about I'm buying they're winning this series?
Kramer has given up 4 homers to Aaron Judge. Throw that out there.
Thanks for... Why would you throw that out there now? It's going to happen. I'm going to text Dean and say, I'm sorry, Dino.
You man-bunned it.
For a second there, I thought you were making a prediction. I didn't realize you were talking history. I thought you were going to say he was going to give up 4 homers in a game.
If the Orioles still win 2 out of 3, we'll live with that. Or maybe not.
Fair enough. Back over to the NFL here. Quite a few quarterbacks under immense pressure this season. For some, the pressure will be just keeping their job or avoiding the dreaded bust label. CBS Sports has Anthony Richardson, Trevor Lawrence, and Bryce Young in that group of trying to avoid bust. A mixed bag here. One can't stay healthy. One's already been paid like a franchise quarterback. And the other trending up, but overall still playing poorly. I'm talking about Young there in particular. He'll probably never be able to escape the fact that he was selected ahead of C.J. Stroud. That's always going to hang over his career. But I did mention trending up. Without many weapons or good protection up front, actually played halfway decent in the second half last year, but the CBS panel still has him ending up as a bust when it's all said and done. Bob, are you buying or selling here that Young will do enough to fight off that label for another year?
Yeah, I'll buy that, because what's the old saying? The game slowed down for him. Mm-hmm. In the second half of the season, maybe the pressure wasn't as immense either, because their season was kind of lost. I mean, he got benched for Andy Dalton, for crying out loud. But I think the kid gets it. He's got that it gene. He's not as physically imposing or gifted as Trevor Lawrence, for instance, but he finds ways to get things done. And, you know, what did they say? If he was 6'2", he'd been considered one of the great draft quarterbacks of all time. Well, he's not. But I like this kid. I think he's got it going on. Anthony Richardson, another shoulder problem. He might not even play this year. Trevor Lawrence, though, was the guy that was going to be Andrew Luck and John Elway and all these dudes rolled into one. And we see it in glimpses. Is he the guy that peaked as a freshman at Clemson, or is there still franchise quarterback gene left in him? I think the pressure's on him more than anybody else, because he got paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be approaching bust potential. How many coaches have been whacked since he's been...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
In there?
Well, he gets a mulligan for...
Urban Meyer?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you're right. That's fair.
Last topic of the day here comes from Major League Baseball. The Rafael Devers trade, that stunned everyone last weekend. A rare case of a recently signed player being moved in mid-June. Now, we still have a ways to go before the deadline. Other prominent names will be on the move then, mainly pitching. So, topping Devers, anything going to be more shocking than that? Probably not. In terms of predictions here, MLB writer Matt Snyder, his bold pick to be on the move is Chris Sale. He's coming off a Cy Young season, does have a club option for next year, but not getting any younger. And of course, this all boils down to how Atlanta views themselves at the deadline. They have been in a roller coaster season, to say the least. Ryan, are you buying or selling Sale? Will end up being shipped off somewhere else?
I'm buying that. I really am. You know, just for the same reason, I actually got asked this earlier. There's a podcast, an Orioles podcast, across the pond over in international waters over in England. I got asked the question, which is a harder league, National League or American League, to try to make up ground? And the conversation was around the Braves and the Orioles. And I think the Braves have more of an uphill battle because of the NL West. You have four teams that are competing. The NL Central has four teams that are competing right now. And then the Mets and the Phillies are two of the top teams in the league. So I'm sitting there going, well, the Braves, who it felt like Bob and Nolan, it took so much to get to 500, and then they fell back down.
Yeah,
so if you're you're looking at a team that could cash out because of what you just said, the club option, the way Chris Sale's pitching, a team could that's making a push could make such a sweet offer that Sale could be the crown gem of the trade deadline if Atlanta says this is not going to be our year.
They're 5.5 out of the wild card, just swept the Mets, did Atlanta. English baseball podcast, huh?
Yeah, hey, they love their ball
well,
over
what's
here.
What's the name of it?
It's Across the Pond. Oh. O's Across the Pond. Just like that.
Oriole fans in
O's
London?
O's Across the Pond,
oh.
Yeah.
How about that? We're, the Orioles reach across to where I lost it. We'll come back, talk Yankees. Dan Martin from the New York Post. New York, boy, that media's tough. Unlike Baltimore, where basically we just put chapstick on and kiss that ass for most of the time until we have to get tough. It's tough love here in New York. They find ways to not yell at you. And we'll talk about the Yankees. I guess they called the dogs off a little bit yesterday against the Angels, maybe not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.